That's it. 8 o'clock, last round of news.
Good evening. These are your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. I'm John Baker. According to the latest Politmonitor survey, Luke Frieden's popularity among citizens of Luxembourg continues to wane, dropping out of the top 10 most popular politicians. This marks a first for the poll, coordinated by ILRES, RTL and the Luxembourger Vought, as never before has a prime minister failed to make the top 10. Deputy Prime Minister Xavier Bettel, however, continues to score highly with the public and came first in the survey. The new forecast from Static is out, and it looks like we are in store for modest recovery over the next few years. The projected GDP growth for 2025 is 1%, 1.7% in 2026, and 2.1% in 2027. Inflation is forecast at 2.5% for this year, slightly above the Eurozone average, but is expected to decline next year as electricity prices fall. Employment is set to grow modestly over the next 2 years, revenues have declined, and the forthcoming pension reform is expected to boost revenues from 2026 onwards, generating an additional 370 million euros. The CSV party is moving swiftly to finalise its ministerial reshuffle by the end of the week following the resignation of Georges Michaud. Marco Spouts and Martine Hansen are designated to take over the Labour and Sport portfolios respectively. The party's National Council, a body of approximately 100 members, will convene tomorrow at the Barclays Centre in Strassen, where it is expected they will formally approve the appointments of Spouts and Hansen. In international news, the world is watching on as Australia's ban of social media platforms for under-16s will come into effect from tomorrow. Several applications are named in the ban, and there are significant fines of up to $49.5 million for any that fail to take reasonable steps to comply, while the authorities fully expect rebellious teens will do their best to skirt the laws. Three men went on trial in Germany today, accused of tailing a former Ukrainian soldier on behalf of a Russian intelligence service for a possible assassination plot. The trio allegedly tried to lure the Georgia-born former soldier to a Frankfurt cafe last year, but the alleged target became suspicious and contacted police. Sports now, and we start with cricket, and Hardik Pandeya struck an unbeaten 59 and took a key wicket as India thrashed South Africa by 101 runs in the first T20 international today. Pandeya's 28-ball blitz, laced with 6 fours and 4 sixes, powered reigning world champions India to 175 for 6 after being invited to bat first in Cuttack. And finally, football. Lionel Messi has won his second consecutive Major League Soccer MVP award today after propelling Inter Miami to the MLS title and leading the league in goals. Messi has become the first player to win back-to-back MLS MVP awards and only the second player in the league to capture two MVP awards after Preki in 1997 and 2003. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and as the night progresses, the clouds will move in, and that should mean the temperature stays at around the current 8 degrees it is. Tomorrow it will remain cloudy for the duration, with intermittent showers throughout the day, temperatures rising to a maximum of 11 to 13 degrees.